Spiritual birth is a regenerating act of the Holy Spirit whereby an individual is given spiritual life. Before we discuss spiritual birth, let us address two sources of confusion. The first is the Bible uses many words to describe spiritual birth. Being born again, being born of the Spirit, made a new man. But it also uses words that are used in a multiple of ways. Sometimes these words are used to describe spiritual birth and sometimes they're not. For instance, called refers to spiritual birth in Romans 8:30, but in Romans 1:1 it's referring to a call to the ministry. Sanctify is talking about spiritual birth in 1 Peter 1:2, but it refers to abstinence in 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Saved refers to spiritual birth in Titus 3:5, but it refers to drowning in Matthew 14 and verse 30. And finally, quickened refers to spiritual birth in Ephesians 2:1, but it refers to being comforted in Psalm 119 and 15. So whenever we hear these words like called, sanctified, saved, and quickened, we can't go into automatic pilot and assume it's talking about spiritual birth. Context is absolutely critical. A second point of confusion is the ministries of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the administrator of spiritual birth. It comes and indwells in a person and makes them born again. However, the Holy Spirit has many operations. One of the operations is what it comes onto a preacher when he's ordained, Mark 3 and verse 14. When Jesus was in the upper room with the disciples, he breathed on them the Holy Spirit. That ministry gave them understanding. They were born again long before Jesus breathed on them, but they needed an extra ministry of the Holy Spirit to understand what was going on. The Holy Spirit was also sovereign at Pentecost when it empowered the New Testament church, Acts 2 and verse 4. And finally, the Holy Spirit moved men to pen scripture, 2 Peter 1 and 21. So every time we see the Holy Spirit moving in a matter, we can't go into automatic pilot and assume it's talking about spiritual birth. With that being said, I think one of the better passages that describes spiritual birth can be found in Ephesians 2, 1 through 5. Let me read that passage. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in times past in lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. This passage describes spiritual birth with the following. God as an active administrator, man as a passive recipient. It describes man as dead, incapable of hearing, seeing, believing, accepting, trusting, and obeying. It describes man as evil, unwilling to submit, obey, conform, restrain, or quench fleshly lusts. And finally, the means and motive behind spiritual birth is God's mercy, God's love, and God's grace. Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church adheres to the belief that God is the initiator of every phase of spiritual birth for the following reasons. 1. If total depravity were true, and we believe it is, natural man would never request anything good, including the Holy Spirit. 2. Scripture describes spiritual birth with 5 illustrations. Natural birth in John 3:3, the wind in John 3:7, resurrection in John 5:25, circumcision in Romans 2:29, and creation in 2 Corinthians 4:6. In each of these 5 illustrations, God is active and man is passive. If spiritual birth were something else, why would God use 5 illustrations, all showing God being the active administrator and man completely passive in the process? And finally, the rest of Scripture, we find no sinner's prayer or dead men requesting the Holy Spirit. We find saints asking for more Spirit. Yes, that happens all the time. Luke 11:11 through 13. But we do not find dead men requesting an initial measure of the Holy Spirit.